I try everything to be as successful as possible. I live 100% for the boys, with the boys, what we do for the club and all that stuff. And I think that's leadership in the first case. As a leader, you cannot be the last who comes in and the first who goes out. That's how it is. You don't have to be always the first coming in or the last going out. That's not like this, but you have to be an example as well. That's how it is. I know I'm good in a couple of things, really good in a few things. And that's enough. What I can do, my confidence is big enough that I can really let people grow next to me. It's no problem. I need experts around me. It's really, really very important that you're empathic, that you try to understand the people around you, and that you give real support to the people around you. And then everybody can act. That's what leadership is. Have strong people around you with a better knowledge in different departments than yourself. Don't act like you know everything. Be ready to admit that I have no clue in the moment, so give me a couple of minutes, then I will have a clue probably. And that's exactly how I understand it. But it's not a real philosophy, it's just my way of life.
Then I want people to think, he thinks, he says he's a normal one, but he knows he's a special one or whatever. That's not like this. I'm completely, because I think about myself as a completely normal person. I have so many questions still, much more than answers. Means, could I be special? How could I be exceptional? So I'm know a little bit more about football than, some other people, that's true. That doesn't make me a special person. It is only luck, because 500 years ago with that, I would have slept in the street. So with that knowledge. And I'm a really lucky person that my best skill is needed somehow out there. And that's what I appreciate every single day. I know hockey coaches, they work 5 times more than I do and earn 4%. Of what I earn. So I'm not a happy person, it would be really crazy. But I'm smart enough not to overestimate that, not to think, that's like that, because it's strange, it's just football. So I'm a completely normal person.
If your grandfather did something and
you're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
My father was not that genius, but was as well really good. And now now you are coming and try to do what they did in a different time, in a different environment, in certain circumstances, all that stuff. You will never be happy. So get rid of that. You are your own person. So come on, let's use your skills. It's all about really trial and error. That's all about, because nobody knows how it works. If you ask Pep Guardiola today, he looks like knows absolutely everything. Even he didn't start perfect. This when he started at Barcelona, I think he started Barcelona B, and was not perfect from the first day. So he obviously always thought maybe it's not the right job for me. So you all have to do that, and that's why it's so difficult to start on the level, on the public level where I'm now, because people are talking constantly about you, and you need to get resistant against something like that. You cannot always be in doubt about what am I doing, and what, you cannot do what the people want. You need to do what you think is right. And if you have a strong team around you, it helps massively, because you have questions. Can you imagine, as a Premier League manager, I go out there, by the way, one question. What would you do in this situation? So it's not possible. Everybody would think, no, you need to know. But we are human beings, and so we have still questions. And how can I deal with this player, with this problem? And it's good to have a strong team around what I have. And not in the beginning, I started alone, but then I thankfully got it. And so that's the only help you can get. And to learn all these things is a wonderful thing. And losing feels on each level the same way, but having not the pressure from outside helps them to make the right decision. I think the main issue is really to feel in different situations in life just alone. Because alone is alone. I think there's no problem big enough that you, or small enough that you cannot talk about. Life is a challenge for all of us constantly. Means starts with getting up in the morning. So for some it's easier, for others it's not that easy. So that's the first little fight you have to win in some days. But then it starts, all the problems start. So my advice would be talk. And don't be embarrassed about your own situation, because you will be surprised how many people have the same problem.